So I'm in Zutphen in your beautiful workshop, where there's also a very fine showroom, and I've been looking at some wonderful instruments of yours. I'm with Jan Karlsbeek, the harpsichord maker. And I wanted to ask you, Jan, how did it all start?
It started that I played the piano and I was very fond of the harpsichord. And at a certain moment, I found an instrument which had to be redone quite heavily. I could buy it cheaply, and I worked on it, and a friend helped me, and when it was working, I could play on it, and I was happy. And the friend said, why don't we make a new one? And I said, is that possible? And he said, of course. And we had a Hubbard book then, and we enlarged the Moorman's drawing. The exact sizes were in the book, so we enlarged it and we made it, most of it out of plywood, I'm afraid. The soundboard was a discarded soundboard from a Zuckerman dealer. It was damaged and we repaired it. And I never would have started on it without this friend, but we were not nearly halfway and I was thinking, well, I think it could be done. Yes, yes. I didn't think it before, but it could be done. And then he started making a boat. He was a bit better at starting things than finishing them. But then I was so much on the steam that I thought, well, we'll finish it. And then it was finished and played all right. It still is being used by a man. And I had learned so much in that time that I thought, I should like to make another one, but I haven't got the money for the materials. And my father said, well, if I pay the materials, can I have the first instrument when you have finished the second one? I said, okay. So he had the first instrument after I finished the second. But the same happened again. I made the second, and after that I thought, well, I should like to make another one. And at first I made new one for myself and I sold the other one, but after a few people asked me to make an instrument before I had made something, so, and this went on for some years, and at a certain moment I thought, I want to make my profession of this, my real profession, because before I was working as a librarian in a public library, and so then I started making harpsichords for a living.
Good. So, of all the instruments that you make, is there any particular one that stands out for you as maybe the highlight of your working?
You mean an instrument itself or a type of instrument?
Maybe a type, yeah.
Well, I mainly make Mietke doubles, German harpsichord. Mm-hmm. It's also a funny story. I fell in love with this instrument because I saw an article in an magazine with pictures, and I loved the form, really loved it. I didn't know how they sounded or anything, but I loved the form. And then when I went to the Bruges Festival, there was one from Doubt, and I liked it, but I thought I would make it different, and I started making them. And I think I made now about 20 doubles and 35 singles. And the instrument I'm working on now is a German double, and it's my 100th instrument, a centennial.
Oh, that's very good. Can you think, during all the instruments you've made, the most unusual place or person that you've sold one to?
Yes,
without naming names.
But I was in an exhibition. It was a disaster, really, because it was not meant for early music at all, in Hamburg, years and years ago. And there was an American who came in, and he was very interested. And he was with his wife, and he was a director in music. But I didn't know what kind of music. I suppose it was classical music. But he asked, can I play on it when it's a bit more quiet? And I said, well, when you come in the morning at 10, it's more quiet and you can play. And so he said, well, it's a bit early, but okay. And he came the next morning and he played, and his wife wasn't there. And I said, didn't your wife come with you? And he said, no, she had to sleep in because it was late yesterday. And it turned out they were there for a Evita, show of Evita. And he was the director, and she was Evita. And they invited me to have to come to the performance. And I went there, and afterwards, in the artist lounge, they signed a contract. And they gave me cash, the first installment. So, yeah, and it's still there in the States.